My name is Terry Sapier. I'm from the Tobit First Nation, located in the northwest part of New Brunswick. And I came here to, I was invited to attend this conference on Defenders of the Land and tell our story about what is going on in our territory.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the struggles, the main struggles and issues that is going on in your territory and that your community is facing.
Well, there's many, but right now, the one that we're concentrating most of our efforts on is with the Crown Corporation of MB Power, who stole our land and built a dam and has been exploiting our resources and for quite a long time, for 58 years. So what we have done is we have taken back possession of the dam. And our argument is that just because you build something on it doesn't make it yours. It's ours. It always was and it always will be. They're saying that they got a land grant, but we know it's illegal. So they are looking to take us, they want us to take them to court to fight over the land. And we're refusing to do that. We won't do that. Provincial and federal courts have no jurisdiction on our territory. We have a peace and friendship treaty. We've never agreed to live under the Canadian rule or the British rule. It's always been Maliseet law. We told MB Power that if they wanted to come to court, they can come and sit in front of our elders and plead their case. They've refused to do that, of course. So we are denying them access into our community. They are not permitted to enter our community. If there's a service that needs to be done, a tree falls on a line or something, they get escorted in and escorted out. And that's basically where we are right now.
Are there other issues and struggles that you want to share about your community beyond this issue with the dam and then hydro?
There's the forestry issue. The provincial government is trying to limit our use of forestry, of the forest resource. So that's one of the issues. The other issue is they're trying to regulate our hunting, and we're completely opposed to that. They've already regulated our fishery. They will not allow us to fish in the river. So we're fighting over that. So yeah, there's a bunch of issues that we're fighting with them.
On a personal level, what's the meaning and importance for you to be here today at this conference, to be participating and sharing with all the other participants from coast to coast?
Mostly it's to hopefully get support, like trying to support one another in our struggles and have a network so that in the event that we need help or somebody else needs help, that they can call and we can all like support each other. Basically that's what I'm looking for, because it's hard to do this kind of work. And sometimes you just need that outside support, saying, yes, you know, you're doing good and just keep it up. And if you need us, we'll be there. Normally, we don't usually ask people to come in and help us. We're pretty strong in doing stuff ourselves. But there may be a time when we need outside support.
We spent the day today, most of the afternoon, sharing testimonies from communities. You started it off because it went from east to west, and we haven't finished, but we've heard from quite a few communities. Are there any thoughts that come to mind, similarities, or anything that you want to reflect on from what we heard this afternoon?
There's a lot of commonalities in the deprivation of our natural resources, the exploitation of our resources, and the extreme poverty that the governments, provincial and federal, are putting on our people. And to me, in my own opinion, I feel that they do that in order to make us leave our communities, and that's one way to get rid of the Indian problem. Go out and assimilate, amalgamate, lose your identity, and become Canadian. You know, so we got to resist that.
Okay. Tell us a bit more about the Tobit First Nation for someone who doesn't know anything about it.
Tobit First Nation is it's a Maliseet community. It was one of the largest land bases in New Brunswick for the Maliseet people. We just had a land claim validated in September, I believe. We just, the government finally admitted that they stole 10,000 acres from us. So we're going through that land claim process. And that has been, we've been fighting that land claim issue for 27 years. And the whole village of Perth Andor, which is the neighboring town, sits on our reserve. And so we're working on that right now as well. What are we going to do? The Maliseet people have never surrendered an inch of land. And the government of Canada wants us to surrender this 10,000 acres. That's a real problem for my community, knowing that we don't surrender. We don't agree with it. So I'm not sure where that's going to lead, but we're very strong people. We're in third-party management, and it's causing a lot of turmoil in the community. We have a lot of poverty in our community, so much poverty that just when I was leaving to come here, members of the community moved into the band office because they have no place to live. So, like, we have homelessness, poverty. The government of Canada has denied our kids a school bus because social didn't do their work and send in an accurate report. So our kids don't have a school bus to go to school. Our school in the community has been shut down because it's toxic. It has so much mold that our kids are in a little schoolhouse. Grades K-4 to 5 are in a little schoolhouse, and the department doesn't care. Phil Fontaine was supposed to come to our community on November 17th. He was scheduled to come in October, but wouldn't come because of the federal election. So I'm kind of upset with him that he would take, that the federal election would take priority over First Nations children. So our communities need strong leaders out there looking at our children and offering them a better life than what we have now. So they need to fight more and step up.
What is the role that you see for non-Native supporters? What role have they played, and what role can they play?
We've had a lot of support from the non-Native communities surrounding us. They have given us food. They've given us materials because it's getting colder, so we're building shelters. They have, they just stop in and, you know, say, I remember. They promised you free power. You should get it. My father worked on this dam. And we get a lot of support from the non-Native community. And I guess for the larger communities out there, they could just call, write letters, you know, asking the government to deal with us because they're refusing to deal with the issue, calling and writing to MB Power and asking them to deal respectfully with First Nations people when exploiting their land. And things like that would be really helpful.